Definitely someone that I would like to work with again in the future. I think that he is one of those guys that he makes things happen, and to have him join Prema is a threat for sure. I mean, that team has some good results in their history as well. I think coming to a new series will be a challenge. Having a new team put together will be a challenge. I think that they're going to be hard pressed to work well and form fit, I guess you could say, to start the year. When you get different personalities like that all working together as new people in the room, it can be a challenge. So I'm sure Michael's got some tricks up his sleeve. He's a brilliant guy, and I'm sure that they'll have a good run at some point during the season.
You didn't steal his notepad before he left?
I might have taken some pictures. No, I'm just kidding. I wish. He knew better than to let me have access to those.
You ruined him at all. Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, good morning, Stingray. Stingray, the last time you were at Juncos in 2021, your rookie year in Indy Lights back then, was quite a struggle, I think. It ended with you leaving, ended with Juncos pulling out the series altogether. Now that you're back at the team, can you reflect a little bit on how it has changed compared to what you saw back then?
Yeah, I mean, that was a big part of our conversation when we began talking with them again. You know, at the end of 2021, I was fairly disappointed with the results that we'd had after winning the 2020 championship in the category right below. We were hopeful that we could come into the series and be strong right from the start, and it was a struggle. Now, I will say that we did kind of get it figured out by the end of the year. The last race of the year was at Mid-Ohio, I think, and I remember being one of the front runners in that dry race. So we had the pace by the end of the season, but it was just a struggle to kind of figure out why we were struggling so much throughout the year. And I think a lot of it was because the focus was on the IndyCar program. A lot of the focus was kind of diverted to that and making that the best program it could be. And so Indy Next didn't get to see the best of Ricardo Juncos. Now, Ricardo and I have talked since then, and I've seen him at his best. I mean, we won a championship together the year prior. And so it was quite the contrast for us. And so being able to come back in a much better situation, I think the culture is much healthier now. The priorities are very, very good. The passion is still there. And I think that's the big thing that's important is, you know, this sport is very challenging and IndyCar racing is very, very competitive and it's full of great drivers, great teams. And so having that passion can go a long ways just because it creates obsession and that obsession can lead to good results. And so I've seen that from Ricardo in the past and I think that it'll continue in the future.
Mm. And how has Stingray Rob developed since the 2021 rookie year in Indy Next? How have you grown?
I mean, I think I've grown quite a bit. Obviously, I'm a little bit older now, a little bit wrinklier maybe. But at the end of the day, I think that I'm in a much more mature spot. I'm in a much more confident spot. 2021, Stingray Rob was just a kid from Idaho that was trying to figure out what he's going to do with his IndyCar dreams. I've achieved those dreams of being in IndyCar now. So now it's on to the next step. We're still dreaming big, trying to do some good things.
Sounds good, man. Good luck this year. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeroen. We got time for one or two more. Lucrezia Costa from pitdebrief.com. Go ahead. Go ahead and unmute yourself, Lucrezia.
Thank you so much, Dave. Hi, Stingray. Oh, sorry.
Can you hear? You're still muted, I think.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Sorry. Apologies, everyone. Can you hear me now?
We sure can.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dave. Hi, Stingray. Hi, Dave. So I wanted to ask you about today. So you had. You had now experiences. Like a Honda and a Chevrolet power car, like one season with Dale Coyne and one season with Voigt. So what are the main differences you've encountered over the span of the past years and how has your driving style evolved to adapt to these different challenges over the years? Thank you so much.
Yeah, great question. You know, I think that the transition for me was a bit easier than I was expecting. Both programs are very, very good and it's great to have them both in IndyCar racing. I think the biggest difference for me in that driving style was sort of the focus on where they gather the speed from. A lot of times you'll see a difference in the torque curve of each engine, and one can be better than the other depending on what circuit you're at. So I think that's the biggest difference, is how the power is applied. A lot of times leads to certain speeds on certain parts of the racetrack, others. So the Chevy and Honda, they're both very competitive, very well matched. And I think that the Chevy this last year especially had a little bit more torque or horsepower at the top end. That's why we saw them be so quick on the ovals. And so we'll see what it's like this year. I mean, I think it's always a give and take, and they're always moving the needle forward. So we'll see who comes out on top.
Thanks, Lucrezia. Last call, Stingray Rob, in person. Thanks so much, man. Have a great Happy New Year. Have a great 2025.
You as well.
Thanks for coming and appreciate it.